What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Six minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Allo Communications Studios. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, the brand new play-by-play voice for the UNC Bears football team for Ed McCaffrey's crew. We got Blake Olson on the line, great friend of mine. I've known him for a while now, and we are just absolutely thrilled to have you join the crew here at 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Blake, my friend, how are you?
Well, I'm more thrilled than you, Brady, and I can't thank you enough. And I'm gonna call you boss the rest of the day. How's that?
Hey, that's
thank
okay.
Thank you, Brady. Thank you for everything you do for Northern Colorado and giving me an opportunity to do this, because honestly, I've been blessed to do a lot of things in this business, but honestly, I'm more excited about this than anything I've ever done.
Well, and you know, I'm a big Nuggets fan, a big Avs fan. I watch you so much on the altitude side of things. Heard so much of your preps broadcasts, and so I've always been a big fan of yours. And you know, you and I got to talking a while ago, and then of course you're coming up here. You're going to be in Northern Colorado now. You're going to become a fixture in the community too. So it was ultimately a no-brainer, and I know everybody here is just so pumped to see what you can do. And even though last year was a rough year, it's still there's still this newness factor, this exciting factor surrounding Ed McCaffrey as the head coach of the Bears.
Yeah, and it's funny because I remember after Ed was named the head coach, a day later, I'm at the Target in Lone Tree, and I run into he and Lisa, and they're Christmas shopping for all the boys, right? Like a day before Christmas, and we're talking, and I think about, and I was so excited for him, having covered him as a Bronco, and then watching his kids grow up, and at Valor, which was just down the street from where I live, not too far. And, man, I was thrilled, but I thought about it last week, and I was like, my goodness, that seems like it was 6 years ago.
Right.
Because of all the lockdowns and shutdowns and everything, and he was so fired up and excited. And then I run into Scott Darnell, at one of the stores by the mall in Lone Tree. He was so excited. But I'm telling you, Brady, it seems like it was a decade ago when that happened. They've only played one season, but it's still new. And I know those guys are thrilled. They're fired up, and they can't wait for this season. And it still feels like, you know, kind of like the honeymoon. But, man, I'm excited because there's so many great things that could happen this season. Now, we know how difficult it's going to be in the Big Sky Conference and the FCS. But, I mean, there are transfers coming in. There's already talent there. You have a quarterback. There's going to be competition at every position. And, man, I mean, Bears fans should be, you know, jacked about this.
Yeah, there's no question. It does. It seems like it's forever ago. I remember, Blake, when I first heard about the Ed McCaffrey's, a mutual friend of ours, Paul Kirk, I was walking to Steve Adazio's press conference in Fort Collins at CSU. Paul, of course, was not with CSU anymore. He moved on to Utah. And him being tight with Ed McCaffrey and the Broncos, of course, with his former career with the Broncos, he shoots me a text while I'm walking to the press conference and says, hey, did you just hear that the Bears hired Ed McCaffrey? So I'm going in to Adazio's press conference. I walk in. News travels fast. All of the Coloradoan guys, the beat writers for CSU, they had already heard about it. And so suddenly they're like, what do you know about Ed McCaffrey? So, like, here's Adazio walking down the hall. Nobody cares because Ed McCaffrey just got hired by the Bears.
Wow. I did not realize that.
It's crazy. Oh, it was that day.
That's amazing.
And good friends of mine at UNC, I'm like, come on. You did that on purpose. They're like, dude, we would have if we were that smart. But it was just a strange coincidence. We didn't do that on purpose. But come on. You know that. They won the day.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, I had no idea that even happened. That is amazing. And Adazio's, he should have known that. He should have just quit.
Just turn around right there, man. It's
over. Yeah, let's forget this job. Wow, yeah. That is amazing. Now, it's exciting because, Coach McCaffrey, he loves the game, and he loves young people, and he loves watching them grow, and he's dialed into it. He's passionate about it, and as I told Clark yesterday, all those coaches, the coaching staff, they're all passionate about this thing, and they want to bring something special to Greeley. So, and it does. It seems like a decade ago when all this was occurring, but now what's great about it is here we are in year two, and they have a great opportunity to win some football games.
Well, and you know, we're talking about, and I heard you on with Clark yesterday, and that was so much fun to listen to that. But you hear the background with UNC. Earlier this week, UNC baseball announced that they hired Mike Anderson. I know people are excited about that, but there's desperately a need for life to be breathed into that program, and football certainly is there too. Ed McCaffrey, the hire, certainly was a huge marketing boost, is an excitement boost, but for so many years, and I liked Ernest Collins Jr. a lot, but they just could not get it to click. And this program was in desperate need for some kind of life infusion. McCaffrey gave him that. Now, as you said, the honeymoon, we're still kind of in that phase, but I do think fans are looking at this season saying, okay, we want to see some progress this year.
Sure, and I'm sure the players, and I really haven't had an opportunity to sit down with Ed at all, and I plan on doing that after the holiday, but the players and the coaches know that they realize this and they understand that despite the challenges the UNC has had, they know that they have to perform and they want to back up what we're talking about and what they're talking about. That's why they do this. That's why you compete. And, hopefully along the way, you know, the majority of guys are able to get their degrees while they're playing the greatest game in the world. And I'm confident of that. And you know what? I got a little sidetracked. You mentioned Mike Anderson. What a great family. Yeah. His brother is one of my good friends, Mark Anderson, and just a great family and the baseball family, as far as I'm concerned, in northern Colorado. Mike has unbelievable experience and wisdom, and I'm fired up about the Bears baseball as well.
Yeah, no question. I mean, that's the thing. And basketball's certainly been kind of a positive thing, both men's and women's. But volleyball's been good, too. But, you know, we talk about it. We're talking a lot of college football, realignment, all that. We all know what football means at any level to your school. So at the end of the day, you need that football program to be rolling. And, sitting down with Coach McCaffrey, and I know you're going to be diving into everything coming up. He's very passionate about this, and I know there was some interesting articles going on last summer. We talked about that. We've had Coach on since and all that, but at the same time, when you sit down with him, he does sound very much invested in this program and in the community.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he wants to leave a legacy no matter where he goes, and I saw that as a player. I mean, that guy was one of the most focused athletes that you will ever find. I mean, just dialed in every minute of the day. And you mentioned Paul Kirk, who's one of the assistant athletic directors at Utah now. And Paul and I used to work together at the Broncos headquarters in the late 90s when Ed was playing, of course. And, I mean, he is unbelievable once you open up the mic and it's scheduled. But in between, he is focused and just really detail oriented on his job, you know, in front of him. And that's what I love as a head coach. That's what you want. And that's what we're going to see again here in year two with the Bears. And, I'm just thrilled for the fans, alumni, players, and everyone involved with college football in northern Colorado and beyond, because I mean, what's better than college football Saturday in this great state.
No question about it. We're talking to Blake Olson, the new play-by-play voice for the UNC Bears football team. Ed McCaffrey, you mentioned Ed, and that is interesting, because I knew him growing up. I didn't know him growing up. I was fanboy growing up. Loved Ed McCaffrey, everything. I think I slapped his hand once at a Greeley training camp thing here, and I sent him a picture of that a while ago, and he still gives me crap about it. But Ed's that guy, though, Blake. If you don't know him, first time I saw him at a UNC coaches show, he's very, like, he's kind of to himself. He's dialed it, like you said. He's just so uber focused that he has this. It's a little different than we grew up watching him. But then when you get to know him, you just know this dude's mind is constantly churning on what the next step is going to be, and it's pretty phenomenal.
It is. Oh, that is a great description, because after the games, actually, Romanowski was a lot like him as well. you see him prepare for the game. He plays the game. He leaves it all out on the field. And then you go into the locker room, man, and he would answer any question, and he would talk for hours, whatever you needed to know. And it was a joy to listen to. You know, while a lot of professional athletes want to get away from you after the fact, he was ready to hold court. But his 6.5 days of work, 7 days of preparation was finished, and, he was ready to give you what you want. I really respected that as a reporter at the time, and covering him and knowing his schedule and his routine and how detailed he was. Now, he would go into the weight room, Brady, a lot of times, and he wouldn't come out for 3 hours, and I'd be waiting in a room to do a one-on-one interview with him, for Broncos Tonight or whatever we were doing. But it was worth it. I didn't have a problem with waiting for him. The interview may have been scheduled for 2, and he'd say, hey, anytime between 2 and 6. But you know what? Once we started rolling, it was worth it.
Yeah.
There is no question about that.
Oh, man, we're so excited. And then all these stories, and I know, Blake, you're a busy guy. You're getting acclimated and everything up here in the area, and we're so pumped. I know you and I are going to get together in person here very soon, but we're just pumped. And so many fun stories that you're going to be able to add to the broadcast, about your background, too, with Ed McCaffrey.
I appreciate that. And Northern Colorado, I thought about this morning, Brady, and I had to tell you this. So when I was 6 years old, my dad, he was one of the coaches at Erie High School, okay? Erie High School football. And the head coach, he couldn't make it to this thing called the Welco Wrap-Up at KFKA Radio, right? So my dad said, hey, you guys coming with me? I got to go to Greeley, go to KFKA. I got the Welco Wrap-Up, because the great Miller McCowman, who ended up coaching in the NFL from Erie High School, that's another story. But he couldn't make it, so we go into the studio with my dad. I think one of my brothers was with me. And we sit in this radio studio, circular table with all the mics. It was KFKA, and it was the Welco Wrap-Up on Saturday morning. And I never forget, going, wow, this is really cool.
We
have the head coach at Roosevelt and, Platte Valley and Erie in there, and Valley and University High School. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, this is amazing. And here I am, 50 years later. I'm 55 now. So 50 years later, and I'm getting ready to do UNC Bears football, and I'm fired up about it.
Well, and it's a great time to do it, as you said. It's the timing of it with Ed McCaffrey bringing that attention to it, and you, of course, bringing that attention to it as well. Blake, it's an honor, my friend, and I cannot wait to do this more often, get to know you more on this side of it, and welcome to the club, my friend. We're pumped here.
Thank you, sir. Keep growing those cherry tomatoes.
I certainly will, man, and if you need any, you let me know.
Yeah, will do. Thanks, Brady.
All right, there. I'll do pickles too, by the way. Blake will be.
Right,
I'm gonna hook you up, my friend. You're in the good graces now.
I love it, that good soil, that great soil in Northern Colorado.
There he is, the new voice, play-by-play voice of UNC Bears football, Blake Olson. All right, we're jammed up against the break here. 10 minutes until the top of the hour. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap it up with what's on TV tonight. This is The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.